And then there was the bear that showed up in Michigan. A black bear, a big one, kept the voting officials in Redmond Township from finishing up their Election Day work and delivering the ballots on time. The bear trapped them in the town hall. Redmond Township is in northwest Michigan. Diana Call is the town clerk.
There had been a bear in the neighborhood all day, and he didn't appear to be well. You know, usually a bear would just run off. But something, he was in a person's driveway down the road for most of the day. And then I guess the DNR came and they chased him off, and he went off into the woods, and that was supposed to be the end of the story.
How big was that bear?
The police officer said he figured 300, 350 pounds.
So that's a good size.
It's a good size black bear.
Animal, yes.
So we were in there, and of course the polls had long closed, and all of a sudden this car comes whooping into the polling place. And we were going to go to the door, but he started honking the horns and flashing his lights and yelling, and we went and opened a window, and he said, whatever you do, don't leave, don't go to the front door, there's a bear on the front, at the front. So we didn't believe him, we thought it was a joke, and he said, no, go look out the bathroom window. So we all ran into the bathroom, looked out the window, and not 2 feet away is a black bear. So we ran back inside, and we waited for a little bit. The bear wasn't moving. We called the county building at this point to tell them we weren't going to be bringing our ballots in right away because we had this bear. And he would stand up and lay down and make noise out there. And the poor girls, my election inspectors, are trying to count ballots and do everything by the book. And every time we'd hear a noise, of course, everybody'd jump. And
well, do you think he could have broken in?
Oh, I'm sure he could have. He was right by the window. If he had broken the window, we had left the door open to the fire building, which is just a garage with a fire truck in it. We left the door open, so if the bear came in, we were going to hide in the fire truck. And so we decided to call 911, the state police post, 30 miles away. So they came, and they figured by the time they got there, the bear would be gone. There's nothing they could do. Well, when they got there, the bear was still there. They came in and talked to us about the bear, observed the bear, said, you know, they didn't think the bear was normal.
They came in past the bear.
They came in the back door by the fire truck. So they came in the back door and looked at, you know, took the situation over. We were pretty upset at this point because, like I say, you could hear it bouncing around out there. And eventually they ended up shooting it, which we were not real happy about because they live here too. But because it had not been acting normally and because that was a bus stop for children in the morning, I guess they figured that that was the best thing to do. But then we got to go put our ballots in.
So how long were you, in fact, almost held prisoner in the...
About an hour and a half altogether.
Inside the hall?
Yeah.
And you showed up late with the ballots?
Yeah. We didn't get there till 1 o'clock in the morning because nobody was working at top efficiency, let's say. But the girls did a great job.
Well, you had a good excuse.
It was, you know, one of those things we won't forget.
Ms. Call, thank you for talking with us.
Well, thank you.
Diana Call, clerk for the Redmond Township in northwest Michigan.